Our next guest is an extremely talented Melbourne-based performer whose sound blends electronic, indie and pop sounds to create a hypnotic blend that gets you lost in time and space. It's Polly. Welcome to The Hoist.
Hi guys, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. So the first question that we want to ask you is at what moment in your life did you realise you wanted to commit to music as a profession?
Ooh, I'm going to say really early on. I remember in primary school when everyone would, ask you what you wanted to be when you were older, I'd always say like a rock star or a pop star. That was my go-to answers. And then same in high school, like you go and have your sessions with the career counsellors or whatever. And I knew that's what I always wanted to do. I think it was more just a mental game of believing that I could do it. And as I got older, I had more confidence in myself and what I could do, and here we are.
Yeah, right. Well, did you have any like influences growing up, like your family? Because I feel like a lot of musicians we talk to usually say, it comes from their parents, whether they had
a musical
background.
Yeah.
So was that the same sort of story with you?
For sure. Like I'd say like my mum and my grandma are definitely musical. My grandma would sit there and she taught me how to play piano when I was really young. And then, mum was always playing music around the house. And, if I was in a bad mood or whatever, she'd put on music and be like, let's just have a dance to it. Like she sort of, I think, showed me the power of music and how it can really shift your mentality and or it can make you feel really emotional. Like I think that side of it, I think my mum and my grandma really influenced me in that way for sure.
That's beautiful. And I would argue that your sound is very powerful as well. But also, we noticed that your sound is very, it's got some of those 80s synth vibes mixed with pop. And do you have a particular interest in this decade?
I definitely do, which is funny because I wasn't alive in the 80s. But I think that it comes back down to a lot of music that I feel really like connected to and that just sort of tickles my brain nicely is from that sort of era, and it's definitely made a comeback in the last like 5 years or so, like those sort of like really synth led songs. I'd say they're really, really prominent at the moment, so it's, you're hearing a lot of it, and I think I'm just really enjoying listening to it, and so I think that's why I've gathered it throughout my releases so far, because I really connect with it, and then I just hope that other people do as well, and it adds a fun little element that it's outside of that classic sort of pop genre that just makes it a little bit different.
For sure. I mean, it's a great sound. And I think that you can kind of hear that as well in your new release, which Side Effects, it's a great track. Bonnie and I have been streaming it all day. What was the inspiration behind the song?
So Side Effects, I guess it's about, I wrote it a couple of years ago and it was just about, I really sat back and just looked at my life and I was like, wow, there's just certain people that are just making me feel really not good. And I think we forget to notice how people make us feel. So I think that was sort of the inspiration of the song. It was, looking at whether it's friends or workplaces or relationships or whatever, and just sitting back and going like, hang on, does this person actually make me feel good, or are they making me have these like really visceral side effects that I'm not taking notice of? That was sort of the underlying inspiration of the song, and then I guess just checking in with yourself and going, oh, hang on, like I don't need this in my life. Or on the flip side, like you have people around you that make you feel really good. I think it's just being self-aware and knowing that it's okay to remove things or people that aren't making you feel nice.
Totally. I would say that this song is a good expression of that. And
I think everyone can relate to it as an experience. Obviously, everyone has their own experiences in that field, but it is a song that everyone can universally tune into and, totally relate to. I think that's the power of music as well. Mm-hmm. I think without having a universal message that kind of, speaks to people at different points in their lives, and obviously it's not going to, be the exact same situation that, again, it speaks to. But yeah, I think that that's kind of the power of a great song. And that's why this new release of yours is such a fabulous tune that we've loved listening to.
And it's, let me just say,
I'm so glad you guys are enjoying it. Yeah.
It's called Side Effects. What would you say are the side effects of listening to this song? I would think for me, when I listened to it, the side effects was, wow, it really brought up some emotions. That was a side effect.
Did it really target the senses for you, Bunny?
Mm.
That's so, I was going to say, it's good to hear, like, you know, obviously emotions can be tricky to process, but mm-hmm. yeah, I guess side effects of the song, when I was writing it, I sort of wanted the verses to sound quite sad and quite reflective, and then the chorus hits and I wanted to sound, you know, that sort of euphoric, like, oh, but it doesn't matter, everything's going to be okay, like, because mm-hmm. I think as human beings, that's sort of how we process emotion, you know, like, one day you'll be feeling a certain way about a situation and then you convince yourself it's fine and you're like, oh, it's all good. It's all like, you know, skip around, it's going to be fine. And then you fall back in a slump and you go, oh, it's actually not fine. So I sort of wanted that journey to be reflected in the song.
For sure.
But yeah, I think as well, compared to my previous release this year, like this song is a bit more raw, like in terms of the vocals, in terms of the production, like it's a little bit more stripped back. It's not as boppy, not as like, you know, you could definitely dance to it. But yeah, I sort of wanted it to be just a little bit more emotional. And it sounds like hopefully you guys had that experience with it. So yeah, that's sort of how I want people to feel about it.
Definitely.
When they listen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we also wanted to know, what is your creative process approach typically like? So how do you go about writing or, you know, forming a new song?
Yeah. So I'd say I'm pretty, like, a lot of people say, oh, it depends on the day or whatever. But for me, it's usually when I'm really busy, I'll sit down at the piano because I'll be procrastinating. And I'll just start playing whatever I'm feeling at the time. Like, you know, if I'm trying to process a certain situation or emotion or whatever it might be, I'll just sort of play some chords, play some different melodies until I find something that sticks. And then I usually just start humming something. And for me, like, lyrics are the last thing to come into it. Like, I'll definitely have the musical side of it down pat first, mm-hmm. because I think for me that's how I feel, as in, like, what chords are coming out is the emotion, and then the lyrics I sort of can then go from there and go, okay, like, it's going to be about this situation. And sometimes I really struggle to find the words to explain what I'm trying to say, so I think for me that is the hardest part, like the lyrical side of it. But the like piano or whatever I'm writing on, whether it's my guitar or whatever, that comes really naturally and really easily, and that for me is like the cathartic process of it. And then obviously going into studios, going into production, that's all really fun because you get to play around with all these different noises and sounds until you go, yep, that's the one, and you can really bring the song to life from there.
Wow, that's really interesting to hear, like how the music comes, the sound comes first before the lyrics.
Because I feel like people, other musicians that we've talked about, you know, they all have different approaches. Some people always go with the lyrics, and then other people, go with the melodies.
It's so cool how it, like, develops in that unique way.
It's so individualistic.
Yeah, for sure.
And Polly, have you performed this track live yet?
I have not, no. I'm hoping towards the end of this year to, put a live show together. We're doing that at the moment.
Amazing.
And then hopefully towards the end of this year we'll have some shows to share with you guys.
And do you have a dream venue that you would love to perform this song at?
Ooh, dream venue. I feel like a lot of my music, I just feel like it would be really fun at a festival, like just sunsetting, sort of like a 6 p.m., 7 p.m. time slot, and just everyone's on an absolute high.
That'd
and
be
just
sick. That's the dream.
I think that would be really fun. I mean, like, something like Splendor would be so cool. But venue, I'm going to say like Melbourne would be maybe the Forum. That would be amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, that'd be beautiful.
We've had that a couple times.
I love the stars, you know, up in the sky. It's like
Yeah,
an open
it's so
roof
magical
sort
for
of
sure.
look. And okay, we've got to hit you with a question we love to ask each guest that comes on. So if you could cover any, you know, do a Triple J Like a Virgin cover, what song would it be? Have you thought about it?
Ooh, I definitely have. I've got a very long list.
You've come prepared. We love it.
I mean, it's so potentially overdone, but I love Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. Like that song, like I use it throughout my day. Like I'll be like, so I rev up in the morning, and then if I go for a run, like I'm running to it, and then I absolutely adore that song. I think that'd be really cool. To do with my sort of little spin on it. Obviously, it's a song that's very 80s, but I think I could, do some really cool stuff with it.
I can totally see
So
that.
I think that's going to be my answer.
Yeah, go for, well, I think that, you know, the whole 80s synth sound that you've already got going on
It would totally suit.
It would work so well, but you'd still have a distinct sound of your own as well. It wouldn't sound just like a replica.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it
Yeah,
reimagined.
be like a bit of pop synth,
Oh,
like
for sure.
not so 80s, but yeah, I think it would be really, really fun.
That'd be sick. Well, I think on that note, we're gonna play your new tune, Side Effects. Would you like to say anything before we let the Hoist listeners get a sneak peek into it?
Just thank you for having me, and I hope you guys enjoy the song. It's available on all streaming platforms, and I hope you love it.
Well, thank you again, Polly, for coming on and chatting with us. We've loved it, and we love your new tune, Side Effects. So, again, you Hoist listeners are in for a treat. We're going to hit you with it. This is Side Effects by Polly. Give it a listen.